Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 2, verses 43 to 45. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders, and all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. In his Pentecost Day sermon, Peter referred to the fact that in his earthly life Jesus did powerful miracles, wonders, and signs. It's no wonder that there was a deep sense of awe as people saw God working in power among people they had previously known only as fishermen. At the same time, the fledgling Christian community adopted a new way of looking at their possessions. They shared all that they'd owned in order to be able to support one another. This was all done voluntarily and shows the depth of commitment that they had for one another. It's never been a rule that Christians must pool all their money, property, and possessions, but loving God inevitably causes us to look at all our resources with new eyes. Our possessions have been given to us by God, and He calls us to be good stewards of them. One day we'll have to give an account of the way in which we've used them. On the face of it, this might sound very restricting, but it's actually the complete opposite. Possessions can so easily dominate our lives and become our master. The materialistic society in which we live continually tries to peddle the lie that we'll find life and fulfillment through possessing more and more things. But the truth is that the only way to find such life and liberty is through recognizing that everything we possess has come from God's hands and to be used to give glory to Him. When we build up our resources for our own selfish use, we're creating something that will last for a short while and then disappear. But when we use our possessions to strengthen God's kingdom, we're building for eternity. So let me ask you a question. How good a steward are you of the resources that God's given you? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for everything that you've given us. Help us to use it all to your glory. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.